He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday, it's finally here, version of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And what is a beautiful day on the shores of the Wando River. I'm just checking my fishing pole out the window here. No, nothing yet, but it's out there as the tide goes out. I got a live mud minnow tied on there, hoping for a nice flounder, speckled trout, redfish, whatever. I don't want a stinky stingray, that's for sure. Saw a couple of those guys swimming around yesterday. So we'll see if we can reel one in today. You know what? Look, given the news lately, I call it a victory that the futures are only down 48 points right now. Now, of course, it's all about the close. Fridays have known to be pretty freaky here recently, and we shall see what we shall see when the bell rings at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A lot of news out here today on the economy, on the market, and of course the big jobs report. Yeah, we lost jobs in March. That should not come as any surprise, but it's only going to get worse from here. The big question is, when does America start trickling back to restaurants, to bars, to retailers, to different areas? That is the big question. But right now, I do graphs every day on the coronaviruses in key states and in key countries, and right now it's still accelerating. And until that, you know, starts to slow down and flatten off, which we're hoping it will do in about 3 weeks or so, or by the end of the month, that's kind of the consensus. We just have to watch every single day. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, where we currently have 1,000, and keeping these graphs on all these states to watch these trends, because that's going to be a big key to when we finally get another buy signal on the market. I believe a new bull will be born. The question is, what will the birth date be? South Carolina, 1,554 coronavirus. That's up 20% from yesterday. And we have 31 deaths in South Carolina. That's up 19.2% from yesterday. I track it. Most of the people that have died here in South Carolina have been elderly folks with pre-existing conditions. And but other states obviously faring a lot worse than that. The United States, now I'm watching this graph really closely. 245,000, that's up 13.3% from yesterday. And obviously what we want to see, that's still going to ramp up. There's no question about that. It's going to be getting up to 18, 20, maybe even 25% per day before it starts to peak and starts to start cooling off. That will be the first major sign that we'll be looking for. Deaths yesterday were at 6,059. That's up 18% from the day before. New York City cases maybe slowing down a little bit. New cases up 10% yesterday. But the number of deaths were up 27% yesterday. 22,468, almost half the deaths have been in New York. So far, worldwide coronavirus cases up 9.9% yesterday, deaths up 14.5% yesterday. Numerology, very, very important. A couple of hot spots, Michigan, cases up 16% yesterday, and deaths up 24%. I saw a big jump in my home state where I grew up, California. Their cases up 12.7% yesterday, and 19% jump in deaths. Here's the hot spot, without question. You know, Mardi Gras, I suppose, I don't have any desire to ever go to a Mardi Gras, but I can just imagine that people come in from all over the world, and 2 weeks or a week of debauchery, whatever the case may be, they're on Bourbon Street. I have been to Bourbon Street. We enjoy going there to listen to some nice jazz music when it's not packed, but I wouldn't go there now. Louisiana's their cases jumped 43% yesterday, and their deaths jumped 13.6%. And now we're starting to get numbers in from Florida, which I'll be tracking daily. And other hot spots right now, New Jersey and Massachusetts, which obviously pretty densely populated. I think we should all move to Wyoming. Nah, we'll bring coronavirus with us. They don't have a death yet in Wyoming. They're still counting and trying to find somebody. But that, I see, is at the bottom of the heap of coronavirus cases and coronavirus deaths right now. But these numbers are going to be very, very important to track. Just like Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and the whole coronavirus team, that's what they're looking at. These are the numbers they're looking at. And these are the numbers that the stock market is looking at. Oh, yeah. When things started to top out in China, of course, it hadn't hit here yet. Our market started to move. And when things started to really slow down and recede in China, their markets started to move. I'm also watching Italy and Spain. The percent increase on a daily basis. You just want to see everything cool down and this thing to run its course. But right now we are in the throes of it, I guess you could say. Well, we lost 700,000 jobs during the month of March, most of those in the last few weeks of March. But, you know, I just want to give you a definition. Here's my word for the day, okay? Furlough. Does everybody understand the difference between furlough and laid off? At least for now, most companies are putting their employees on furlough. While laid-off workers are sometimes are rehired, the term usually refers to an indefinite, often permanent break in the employment relationship. Okay, when you lay off people, they pretty much go looking elsewhere. A furlough, on the other hand, is typically for a shorter, fixed period of time. Workers are told to stop coming into work or that their hours will be cut back. And that's how most companies are dealing with this right now. They've still got a job. I just can't imagine, in my wildest imagination, not being able to drive down some of the major thoroughfares here in Charleston and Mount Pleasant. Let's just say 2 months from now, okay? June the 1st, somewhere in there. I just can't imagine. The Olive Gardens and the Outback Steakhouses and the whatever, Carrabba's and all these places that people love to go to so they don't have to slave over a hot stove in the kitchen like I've been doing lately. I made chili crab last night. A little too spicy for me, but the crab was fresh. The crab was delicious. Ah, it makes a mess, you know. It's a lot of hard work. I was sweating. Poor guy. But it was delicious. My wife loved it. Anyways, I just can't imagine all these places not being opened up a couple months from now once again. So let's focus on the word furlough as opposed to the term laid off right now. Well, yesterday we had a good day in the market. We were up about 450 points when all was said and done. Apparently, Russia and Saudi Arabia are talking along with the prodding of President Trump, and he's claiming that they're getting ready. Maybe they'll cut oil production by 10%. Maybe they'll cut it by 15%. But you know what Saudi Arabia needs to do is take off their artificial price that they placed on oil. I didn't hear any talk about that. It would be interesting to see where the oil markets settle once Saudi Arabia does that and we arrive at a market price right now. And, of course, if they were to cut production, that would help. Oil was up, had a huge day yesterday. The oil stocks had a huge day yesterday. And oil maybe is helping the market not be down more here today as oil is up again. We're hovering around about 100 points down on S&P futures. Dow futures. I just don't think we stray too far from 20,000 on the Dow. I've said it before, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story, and we'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the best stocks now and the best inverse funds now from Time to Time radio show.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2476. 2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio. I'm going to do everything I can possibly do, move heaven and earth, to get the newsletter out sometime this evening, okay? Now, it's going to contain a lot. Technical analysis is very important at a time like this. Technical analysis on all the key assets that are out there, the major assets such as the markets, stocks, bonds, gold, silver, even the inverse funds, okay? And I'm going to show what the app is saying about all these major asset classes, including the inverse funds. Now, my app gave a sell signal on the S&P 500. It actually was February the 26th. And I wasn't ready to jump ship at that point in time because it was too early to know what impact all of this would have on the S&P 500. But by March 6th, I started putting in inverse fund hedges. And I began with DXD, which is double short the Dow. And along the way, I've used double short the S&P 500. There's only about really four or five in my book that trade big enough and enough volume to be able to maneuver in and out of very easily. There's also one-time inverse, DOG and SH, and I've used those. I've also used an inverse on the small caps, which remain very, very weak. So you can follow along. You can see how the portfolios, we haven't suffered near the damage that the market has. I look at some of my competitors. They're down 33, 35% so far this year. So, and I will let you know what my current numbers look like for S&P 500 earnings for this year and for next year. But it would seem to me that everything that I was anticipating has been pushed further. I'm going to call it 1 month, okay? We could be patient. We're going to push it 1 month ahead. Oh, stinking bird just got my bait. Can you believe that? Little seagull landed on my bait, and he's trying to get it. Anyway, I'm watching my fishing pole out the window, about 100 yards out down the dock from me. Anyways, I will have an update on where we're at in S&P 500 earnings estimates. And just from my early numbers, which I've been massaging here this morning, I don't see a V-shaped recovery. I see more of the U-shape. I'm in the U-camp, okay, the U-boat camp, the U-shaped recovery. Second half of this year, but I think everything's been pushed back about a month, and it's all going to depend on when this whole thing peaks and starts to recede, and people actually have enough confidence to go out once again. Now, we may be wearing masks, we may be wearing gloves, and it may be a different world for a while. But you just cannot keep the economy shut down for another 3 or 4 months, okay? That would just be devastating. So anyways, we'll be keeping our eye on that. I have picked away at a few things, you know. Take, for instance, Microsoft. It was the only Dow stock that was actually didn't go down in the first quarter of this year. And it's still a good value, and it pays a good dividend, and it's going to be, and it's provided big, big alpha to investors over the years. So if you want to partake of the newsletter, it was right for 11 years. And as we began this year, my target for the S&P 500 was 3386, 3,000. 386 was my target price on the S&P for this year. We hit 3393. in late February, right on my target price for the year. And the market started to get expensive there, 19 times forward earnings. And I also was all worried about valuation at that point in time because the market went so far, so fast, and reached my target price for the entire year by late March. Well, then the whole world turned upside down. I have brand new target prices out there for this year and next year. And, of course, I got to massage them just a little bit each week as new news comes out. Last week, the big news was extending the shutdown for another 2 weeks. I mean, there was hopes to go back after Easter, barring a miracle of some sort. That doesn't look like it's going to happen as I look at these numbers on coronavirus and the percentage increase daily. That's really the critical number. And now we're hoping May 1st, okay? So we have to just keep our eye on that. And some of these earnings I've had to push forward by a month, but I just can't imagine that this is not a temporary. If you believe China anymore, anything they do or say, they don't have any new cases and they're fully back to work. Okay. The CBO, that is the they budget oversight, they see GDP contracting 7% in Q2. Now, we're in Q2 right now, and I've seen estimates anywhere from 15 to 30%. I think the CBO, as usual, is way off. I don't know what kind of statisticians and mathematicians they've got working over there. I think it's going to be more in the 15 to 25% range. Contraction here in Q2, probably half of that in Q3, and then we start growing again in Q4, which doesn't start, by the way, until October 1st. Boy, you'd think the coast would be pretty clear by October 1st, huh? And we would start up with growth again after two quarters of contraction. There's no question we will go into a recession, but from my point of view, short, quick, steep, and in the rearview mirror before we know it. Well, let's see what else we got here. How about, speaking of China, someone asked me, they said, did you sell your Luckin coffee? Yes, I did. You can look it up in the newsletter. I don't know the exact date. I've got it here somewhere. I document everything I do, totally transparent. He said, I didn't sell mine. Well, you know what? Luckin coffee down 83% yesterday on a fraud finding. This is the Chinese version of Starbucks. Found that COO Jian Liu and several employees fabricated transactions as much as $310 million. That out of China. Now, the big winner today in the pre-market, believe it or not, is one we own, Tesla. I did ease back into Tesla here during this crisis. Last time I looked, I haven't looked at it recently, Tesla's up 16% in the pre-market as they produce almost 103,000 vehicles and delivered approximately 88,000, which beat the estimates by quite a wide margin. So Tesla, so far, the winner of the day. Of course, the markets have not quite opened yet, but they're getting ready to. Futures down about 100 right now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra-growth portfolios. These are custom-designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? The Dow is open now, down 74. NASDAQ is almost positive right now. It's down just 2 points. And the aforementioned Tesla right now is up $56 per share, or 12%. And we own that, again, in the Ultra Growth portfolio, as Tesla beat their estimated deliveries. I talked a little bit yesterday and have talked about it in the past. Moderna, they seem to have a very viable candidate for a vaccine for coronavirus. It seems to be Johnson & Johnson and Moderna that are emerging as the leaders in that race. And Fauci, Tony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, he gave a nod. He tipped the hat to Moderna 2 days ago. That stock's up again today, breaking out right now. It had a big day yesterday. It's up 1.5% today. One of the good relative strength stocks in the market. You know, I have a lot of people that subscribe on Seeking Alpha to what I do and follow me during the day. And I was commenting to them, you know, the first place I look every day is my A-plus momentum list on my app, Best Stocks Now app. Right now there's about 80 or so. You know, in a healthy market, there's a couple, 200-300 there. But even with those 80, you know, at low tide, a lot of good things and interesting things are exposed. Well, there's a lot of false positives there. I still got to pick through that list pretty carefully. But that's how I first started seeing Moderna, mRNA. I've actually bought it once, made money on it once, and I do own it again, just a little bit in my personal account. But I caught it because it was showing very unusual relative strength, okay? Relative strength means it's doing better than the rest on a relative basis, okay? If the market's down 10 and it's up 10 for several days or over a 2-month period, that's good relative strength, okay? And Moderna was showing very interesting relative strength, and that's how I first figured out why. I mean, that's what you want to do when you see that unusual relative strength. You want to go underneath the surface and see what's up. Well, Google wants to track you. How do you go along with that? They want to track you to make sure you're abiding by social distancing measures. But they will use anonymous historical data with a lag of 2 or 3 days. Well, we'll see about that. They're testing this in Northern California in a public-private partnership with the government. Which government? Federal or the state of California? I got to dig into that one a little more. Who is doing that? I don't know that I like that one. The SBA, Bank of America, just announced that their website, their portal, is up and running as they're handing out money. SBA launches Paycheck Protection Program today. I know a lot of banks are getting so much activity on the site that it's kind of slow coming, but Bank of America up and running. That's a big victory in my book. Those loans are now available. They're 100% forgivable as long as the employees continue as paid workers when this is all over, or continue as paid workers. We're racing to bring relief to Americans and businesses, said Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Now, if you fire people along the way and lay them off, then guess what? The loan will need to be paid back. So you kind of read the fine print there. I know that the banks, they can make some money off of dispensing these loans. They get a commission in the deal, which I guess incentivizes them to go out and make these loans available. All right, let's see what else we got here. Verizon's network is handling enormous traffic, as the world adjusts to pandemic measures. In the crisis, the network becomes extremely important infrastructure. Boy, howdy. I mean, with streaming devices and all of the business that's taking place and all of the commerce that's taking place, Verizon says we're having an enormous growth in the network with 800 million calls per day, which is double the amount of Mother's Day, the biggest call day of the year. At the same time, we've seen 100% growth of gaming in the network. That's, you know, the video game stocks have done pretty well throughout all of this. 50% up on the virtual private network because of people working from home. But so far, the network is holding up very well. 3M's in trouble. They got the big order. They're making the mask, and they've been selling some overseas. That not sitting well with President Trump, for sure. Management accusing 3M of shipping N95 masks to a foreign country who outbid U.S. buyers. S&P affirms our credit rating. Well, that's good. We're taking on a little bit of debt here, you know. Our AA plus long-term and one A-plus short-term sovereign credit ratings affirmed by S&P. Outlook remains stable. Okay, for now. Now, here's how different companies are handling all of this, all right? Disney is furloughing their employees beginning April 19th. In other words, they're going to pay them for 16 more days, but at that point, they're furloughed until the parks open back up, until the Disney stores open back up, etc., etc., etc. Target will actively monitor and meter guest traffic to promote social distancing. Yeah, I mean, you don't want big lines and crowded aisles in the stores. In addition to that, Target will supply its more than 350,000 team members in stores and distribution centers with face masks and gloves to wear at work. You know, I think the customers are going to have face masks and gloves, and the people working there are going to be wearing. It's a new world, but hopefully this will all pass. Airport traffic down considerably, about 40%. Despite that, American Airlines has no plans to stop flying for now, even though their traffic's down about 80%. And United Airlines estimates that their revenues are down about $100 million per day. Now, here's more bad news here. Mexico stops brewing Corona beer. Well, at first people thought if you drank Corona beer, you got coronavirus. I don't think that was true, but they're just saying that they have been deemed non-essential by the Mexican government. Now, when have you heard the Mexican government declare beer non-essential? But that's the deal. They're not brewing Corona beer because it is a non-essential food item. Constellation Brands, by the way, which owns Corona beer and several other brands, they had an earnings blowout number with people staying at home. I reported yesterday on burgeoning bourbon sales growth, burgeoning gin sales growth, vodka, beer, you name it. I don't know about you. I'm working at home. I am drinking a little Diet Mountain Dew here this morning and some good water, ice cold water, but I guess other folks taking to a little nip here and there. Apple pushes back U.S. store restart date. Well, you know what? Everybody is. It's looking now May. We're hoping early May. I would watch what Apple does. They have a pretty good ear to the ground on this situation. Of course, the good news is all their stores in China are open. That happened about a week or 2 weeks ago. And I do foresee the day when they'll all be reopened here. It's just a matter of when. Facebook adding 10,000 workers this year. go to work for Facebook. And guess what business Amazon is getting into next? I mean, what business are they not involved with? When we come back, I'll talk about Amazon's latest push, spending hundreds of millions of dollars to get into this business. This is Bill Gunderson. No, it's not my business. They don't want to manage money, although I'm sure they will at some point in time. It's a different business. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra-growth portfolios. These are custom-designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, look at that. The Dow, the S&P just went positive. It's up by about 3 points. NASDAQ up by about 10. We're having a pretty good day here with our overall mix. Our biggest winner here today is Tesla, which is up 10.8% today. And, there's a few others here that are moving pretty well also today. A lot of the dividend payers that are so cheap right now looking pretty good today also. So, you know what, given the backdrop of the news that's out there, all the bad news on the layoffs and the unemployment and you get depressed watching. I just turn the sound down and I look at my stuff. I look at my numbers. I crunch my numbers. I look at these trends and I look at earnings, earnings, earnings. Of course, there's a big question mark around earnings. We've had to really adjust. This quarter that we're in right now is going to be the worst quarter in a long time. How much will earnings be down? I mean, when we started all of this, the earnings estimates for this quarter were about $41 per share. Well, you know, we've all come down. Not all of us. I have. A lot of the analysts I still find are way, in fact, the consensus estimate for this quarter and this year and next year, they're still way behind the curve. If you're counting on the consensus, that's an average of all the analysts, so that's slower moving. It's like a moving average. It moves very slowly, right? Man, I need a one-day moving average here. I started ratcheting down my estimates for the S&P 500 way back, several weeks ago, way before most analysts did, started adjusting my target prices. And now, is there more clarity? Well, you know, we're in the midst of this tunnel right now. And the coronavirus deaths and the cases are right now, they're accelerating. I mean, it's just, if you look at a chart, it's like a stock that's breaking out right now. But unfortunately, it's not good that it's accelerating. But the fact that it is accelerating means that, you know, at some point in time, you're going to see a peak. You're going to peak and then start decelerating. So, you know what? Stay tuned. We'll be watching that very, very closely. The other very important thing to remember about the market, the market's not looking at yesterday. It's not looking at last month. It's not looking at last month's job losses. It's not looking at today. It's not looking what's going on today. It's not looking at the coronavirus charts today. The market looks ahead. It's a leading indicator. It's a forward indicator. And, you know, once the market starts to hear that, you know, we may have hit a peak here in New York City, for instance, and maybe New Orleans has finally peaked and it's starting to slow down, and Michigan and maybe California is keeping it pretty steady. Well, those are going to be things that those are different items that the market is looking ahead. And the market is not looking at this current quarter that we're now in. It's already priced in a terrible quarter. And it's already priced in a very bad quarter in the third quarter of this year, which begins on July the 1st. But it's looking ahead to the quarter that begins on October the 1st. And it's looking ahead to the quarter that begins on January 1st of next year. It'll be a whole different world then. I know it's hard to see that now. When you're in the midst of a crisis, you always think that it's worse than it really is, which this is pretty bad. I'm not trying to downplay it at all. But the fact is, a year from now, this will be a different world than the one that we have today. Hopefully it'll be a much better world than the one we have today. But as far as this current crisis goes, I mean, the market's looking 4 to 6 months down the road. And that's why I also look at a lot of individual stock charts, hundreds and hundreds every single day. Where does good movement first show up? In the stock charts. When I started to see Luckin Coffee breaking down several weeks ago, that was my cue to sell the stock. And conversely, when I see stocks that have now built a base and going sideways and starting to slowly break out to the upside, that's a forward indicator on the individual stock. And not only do I watch the technicals on these stocks, but also sectors, asset classes, inverse funds, everything. So anyways, let's see. Should I do a featured stock of the day? Well, why not Tesla? Okay, Tesla, let's just look at it in the Best Stocks Now app. And by one more reminder for all of you who just want to see what the app is all about. SPY, DIA, and QQQ are free in the app. You can look those up every single day. And they remain on a strong sell signal that happened in late February, February the 26th for the S&P. That's the first time they went on a sell signal since that December Fed-induced sell-off. And before that, you know, you got to go way back to find a sell signal. Now, what I'm watching for is that starting to give a buy signal on the S&P. A new bull market will be born at some point here in the future. We just don't know the delivery date, okay? So stay tuned. But you can track along with me. Sing along with Mitch. Was that it? Play along with Bill on the Best Stocks Now app. SPY, DIA, and QQQ. Those are the three main market indicators that I watch on a daily basis. Okay, featured stock of the day, Tesla, currently ranked in the app number 130 out of 5,477. I have a five-year target price of $908. Wasn't it there not too long ago? Well, it's currently at $500, so there's some significant upside potential there. They enter into a dark hole also. When will their plant reopen in California? Well, it will reopen at some point in time in California. Get the newsletter this weekend. I'm trying my best to get it out this evening to you. And it's going to be packed with all the latest numbers coming in on the market, so we can anticipate when that bull begins once again. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.